Well, I want every one of you who follow Jesus or who might be considering that or who've at least seen him around sometime during your journey of life, how many of you all can say, thank you, God, for where we are? How many of y'all can give him praise for where we are? Isn't that neat? I want you to hear some good news. I got some good news. God is still being God. The power of salvation is still available, and human beings can always change because of the power of God. I'm full of good news because I know the Lord that has made every one of us. Many of you here today, guess what? You're followers of the Lord Jesus Christ. And together as a church, we make up a group of people who follow Jesus, so that makes us a community of faith, and we got some things to do in the new year. I'm thankful for 08. I know it's been a difficult year in many ways. Well, guess what? How many of you all have had a difficult year before? Anybody here ever had a difficult year? Good. How many of you have had difficult times as a human being? Okay, welcome to the human race. To hear the news, this is a new phenomenon. And nobody wants to praise. I'm just going to tell you, in the new year, you need to be careful with all the news channels. Because all it is one steady diet of bad, bad news. Watch this. Did you hear them? Christmas sales are down 2%. You know what they ought to say? Praise God. They could have been down a lot more than that. And 2% from what? Last year. Who said they were supposed to have more than last year? I wonder if we've ever asked that question. Are we supposed to have more every year? Who thought that up? Maybe God's saying, I'll tell you what, I want you guys to really get it and what you need's a little bit less so that you can really understand what life's about. Now, there's going to be some important things in this new year. We got to make it clear. Look at your neighbor and say, we got to make it clear. Come on, we got to make it clear. You got to decide to make it clear. Now, if you're going to follow Jesus, I think you're going to follow Jesus. There's going to be a moment. You're going to follow Jesus. And guess what? That means you're not going to be like everybody else. Now, it's coming time in our culture. If you're going to follow Christ, you're going to think differently and live differently than where everybody else is headed. And guess what? You don't have to work at that. Just follow Christ. You know, I see so many people who want to follow Jesus that want to tell everybody how different they are from everybody else. Just follow Jesus. It'll happen. Because guess what? Where there's doubt, you're going to have hope. Where there's a lack of faith, you're going to have faith. That's just the way God works. Now, I'm going to encourage you. You got to make it clear. Make it what?
Clear.
Make it what?
Clear.
In fact, I'm calling on us to go digital in the church. We've been analog too long in the church. And you all, if you watch our local news station, a beautiful station that Chris Allen's on, they have been telling us and warning us, we are going digital here at WBKO. We're going what? Digital. They said by February we're going to be what? And if you got an old TV, you got to get you a what? A what? A what? A converter. So for your TV to work, we have the professional here himself. Chris, you can help me with this. I'll stay in here. Don't be bailing out. Since you're a professional, all right? But you're a professional. Now, Chris, we're going digital, right? Now, I have noticed this on BKO. It looks better than it used to. But it doesn't stay on like it used to. It's not fixed yet. However, listen, I got good news. We in the church in 09, it's one of the things we're doing. We're going digital. Be clear. Now, here's what I've noticed about my digital signal. It is better than my old analog signal. Would you all agree with that? But I've noticed this about the digital signal. The digital signal is much like the Holy Spirit. You either have it or you don't. You are clearly involved with the situation. Oh, it's got that blue screen. It says, you need to check with your provider. You have lost the signal. Now, hold on, church, for just a minute. I think, Earl, we've been old analog too long in the church. In the church, we like our message a little fuzzy. Now, some of you that are old, like the sheriff and others, some of you, you know, how many of y'all remember this? How many of y'all remember getting those rabbit ears, or you had to go up on top of your house and you had to turn the TV and your wife would be down going, "Hey, that's it!" And then you let go of it, and it either comes on or not. But we would even be okay with it kind of being on. Y'all remember that? How many of y'all remember watching black and white TV? Hey, y'all get saved today. You're close. Okay, watch this. Okay, now look at here. You know, old black and white TV, some of you good-looking young folk, y'all don't even remember this. And it'd be fuzzy. I mean, I remember watching Gunsmoke, and you couldn't tell what the smoke was and what the snow was, but the characters were in there somewhere. Y'all remember that? I just want to propose to you, I think that's the kind of way we've done church in the 20th century. Jesus is in there somewhere, in the midst of all of our stuff. And so I'm really encouraging you all, as a church, we need to go digital. You'll need a converter box to do this. In fact, you actually have to have a conversion with Jesus Christ to do this. You can't just kind of hang out at the church and, you know, do some good stuff and just quit cussing on Monday or whatever. You know, that's kind of fuzzy. You got to clearly let this life come out of you that we've been given. You got to use, I'm going to coin my buddy, my brother in Christ, Raj, in his words, you got to get things right. And when they're right, the digital signal's on. Now, here's what I've noticed. How many of y'all have noticed there's a signal strength on this thing? Have y'all had that experience yet? Like, I don't know what Chris is doing to TV over there, but he's doing something to it. Usually when he gets the weather wrong, I notice the signal's like it's 60. And when he gets it right, the signal's at 100. I don't know what's going on there. But I notice that if my signal is weak, when the wind blows, my TV goes off. Have y'all noticed that? And we're back to the old days and the new days. I mean, when I was a kid, when the storm came, what happened? TV's off, man. I was so mad at God. I was like, man, why'd you turn my TV show off? Now in the new days, with all of our new technology, when the wind blows, my satellite goes off and my digital TV. So, Chris, I don't understand. If we get in a tornado, how you going to tell us one's coming when all I got's a blue screen in front of me? Pray real hard. That's right. Well, watch this. Y'all follow me where we're going. Let me give you some good news. What has been given to the church is a signal that is at 100% from heaven that can never be turned off. We do not have a signal problem from heaven. That's what I want you to know. The Holy Spirit is full strength in every believer. I don't know what a lot of these believers are talking about when they say, I need some more Spirit. No, you don't. You got it 100% signal. Probably need some better receivers. Probably need some receivers that are saying, you know what, God? I want to broadcast clearly who you are in my life. So let's do a year of the end review, okay? Go with me to Galatians 5, and I just want to go over some simple concepts. Y'all got the picture here? Everybody got the picture? Give me a head nod or something. Come on. For you that are guests here at Hillview, we like interactive sermons. If you were coming today for a lecture, just sit here and go, And some ask, well, how come you don't do fill in the blank? I'm ADD, you'd be all over the page, okay? So you're just going to have to pick out what God gives you here. Now, first, if you're a follower of Jesus Christ, would you agree that you have been filled with the power of the Holy Spirit? Okay, there's no way to get saved without the Holy Spirit. This is not salvation. You agree that Jesus died and you agree that Jesus arose. That does not mean that you're saved. That just means you agree with a historical happening. Does everybody understand that? Because the devil agrees with that. And he's not saved. Here's what's happened to you. You have repented of your sins. You say, God, I am sorry for the life and the decisions I have made in my life. I realize that I have a nature of sin and I no longer want to participate in life with that kind of attitude, that kind of nature. So Jesus, I'm asking you to come into my life. Signal change! As soon as you say, Lord Jesus, come into my life, forgive me of my sin, your signal has changed. You have moved from analog to digital. You can clearly now see where God wants to take you. Now look, you clear up. How many of y'all have cleared up? Watch this. How many of y'all had, in spite of the economy collapsing and oil prices, you know, where did the oil shortage go? 6 months ago, we were running our cars on corn. And now it's disappeared. Here's what I'm saying. If you're going to live in this world, listen, I want y'all to be smart. Here's all I'm asking you to heal of you. At least y'all don't be dumb. Let everybody else be dumb. And show them that you don't have to be dumb when you follow Christ. Watch this. I'm not expecting people who live in darkness to live like they're in the light. Christians in America are the craziest people I know. We expect the unsaved to think saved. I don't expect unsaved people to think saved. But guess what? I expect the saved to think. Come on, follow. Come on. Y'all are getting it. The turkey ham, the turkey and the ham and the cranberries, they're all wearing off. Come on, here you go. You ready? In other words, if my signal has been changed by Jesus Christ and now I'm operating on the clear digital 100% strength signal of the Holy Spirit, does that change the way I think?
Yes.
Does it change the way I live?
Yes.
Well, absolutely, because if I change the way I think, I change the way I live. Look at here. Here's what he says. He says, live. Here's what I want you to know. If you're going to hang out at Hillview, we're about living. We're about living. We're not about being religious. I want you to know that. If you need a religious church, if you'll come see me, I'll give you a list of them here in this town. There is no shortage of religious churches in Warren County. And they'll tell you how to cut your hair, what length your shorts need to be, what legalistic codes you need to follow. And if you need that, have at it. But if that's heaven, I don't want to go. I'm reading you a passage of Scripture that turned me personally onto Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ came into this world so that we might live a life full and abundant, a life worthy, a life that oozes with the power of heaven. How many of y'all need to let the power of heaven come through this dimension? We need to be different. You're going to be different. Listen, I don't think like the world. And watch this, I don't care how many ologists they get, sin is sin. I don't care how many studies Harvard lets out, they will not change the consequences of sin. Y'all understand that? Just because somebody takes a survey or a poll, that doesn't mean it's changed things. And if you really listen to the world, here's what they're saying. They're repenting and don't even know it. They're saying, the sin that we have involved ourselves in is killing us. Like greed. That killed the economy. America's the only place I know where you can lead a business into total bankruptcy and leave with a $30 million bonus. Guess what they do in other countries if you do that? They kill you. Not in America. In America, we say, here, you've messed us all up. We'd like to reward you with $30 million for messing us all up. And have you all looked at America? America's the only place that leaves the same stupid people in power over and over and over again. We like them. We wouldn't have any news without them. What if we had smart people running the place? How boring it would be. All Americans that wanted to go to work today went to work. All those that didn't work today are very hungry this evening because they refused to go to work. I mean, that would be a boring world. That would be a crazy place. That would be people actually living out clearly the responsibility of life. Look at what God said to us. Paul said it this way. He said, so I say, if you're going to live this thing, live it. So I say, live by the Spirit, he says. And you will not gratify the desires of the sinful nature. Now, in 09, you want to be that much more out of the sinful nature. How many of you are a little more out of your sinful nature in 208 than you were in 207? Five of you, six. Come on, do we got seven, huh? How many of y'all, come on, get with me here this morning. How many of y'all are a little better in 208 than you were in 207? How you know? How many of y'all love people a little more in 208 than you did in 207? Come on, we're making progress. How many of you, watch this, every year we ought to get better, amen? How many, and guess what? Here's the cool thing. You get better and better and better and better and better, and then boom, you end up in heaven. That's an incredible way to live. Yeah. Or you can do this. Well, I'm just dysfunctional. And I came from dysfunctional people. And the reason I'm sitting here woeful is because I'm dysfunctional. You need to get a new signal. Somebody has given you a bad signal. You say, well, Pastor Steve, you don't understand. My therapist told me it's because I fell off my big wheel at Christmas when I was 2 years old, why I'm screwed up at 52. Well, let me help you. Your therapist is wrong. The reason you screwed up at 52 is because you believe your big wheel story. What if you believe this signal? The Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross to forgive you of your sin. The Lord Jesus Christ said, I'll send my Holy Spirit into your spirit to redesign your past so your future may lean in and be guaranteed in heaven. Should that not change the way we live? So I say live by the Spirit. You know why? Because the Spirit doesn't go in the direction of the sinful world. Now here's what I want to tell y'all about sin. I'm not going to dwell on it a lot today because y'all are a smart congregation. Sin will kill you. How many of y'all have found that to be true so far? And if you call it something else, it will still kill you. It's like this, if you call a Rottweiler a Chihuahua, it does not make it a Chihuahua. And that's what we're doing in our culture. We're going, well, that's not really that bad. No, it's really that bad. And these things are obvious in the Scripture. You know what Paul said? He said the acts of sin, and let's call, you know what sin does? It disconnects, watch this, it interrupts the signal of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now, it can't shut the signal down. See, the power of the resurrection does this. God's signal is at 100%, but sin will mess with your reception. Is that a good way to put it, Earl? You're not going to shut God down. God will be God. God's going to be God whether America has an economy or not. You really want me to blow you away? God will still be King of Kings whether we fly a flag or not. God will be here long after America is nothing but history. That's pretty clear, isn't it? God is not panicked because we lost 2% of our sales at Christmas. He's not up in heaven today going, oh, what are we going to do on Monday? God's going, I am God, and I've been trying to tell them there's something beyond what they can see. Be careful with this sinful stuff. Get it out of your life if you got it in there. Let God take it away. Look, for the sinful nature desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the sinful nature. They're in conflict with each other so that you do not do what you want. Oh, my goodness. You mean I don't get to do what I... Miss Bella, you teach kids all day long, deep down inside those adolescent brain cells. What do they want to do? What they want to do. Now, Harold Carrier, who's a little more advanced adolescent, who's gone into adulthood, what do you want to do? What you want to. Let's take some more survey. Let's get it. Brooks from Alabama. What do you want to do most of the time? Right thing. You know what I want to do? What I want to do. How many of y'all are like that? How many of y'all have ever said this? Total freedom is getting to do what I want to do. Y'all are lying. Y'all are Americans. We live by that. We opened the whole hamburger restaurant on that theme. Which restaurant is that? Burger? Huh? Burger what? We all want to be our own little kings. We want to be our own little queens. Yeah. How many of y'all married a queen and you were a king? There's a marriage problem. You're going to fight for who gets to what? have control. You want to see it all come together? What if in the church we let God have control? I'm telling you right now, God has got control of the church, but we haven't relinquished into His flow. We're scared of God's flow. Because guess what, Jimmy? If I do what God wants me to do, I can't do what I want to do. We got all these religious leaders and they're all crazy, including the one you're listening to. We think we're going to make it happen. We're not going to make it happen. Only God can make it happen. Look what He says. Be careful. Flow in the Spirit. You're going to do what God wants you to do. You're going to see great things. Look at here. Now, watch out for this sin. He says, but if you're led by the Spirit, you're not under the law. And then He says this about sinful stuff. It's obvious. In our culture, guess what we do? Well, I don't know if that's really sin or not. Let me help you. It is. You say, well, I think it's okay for me. Okay, it'll kill you. But here's what you don't understand about sin. Sin kills everything around it. It's like Roundup. Spray it on one place, it gets all the other plants too. How many of y'all know, if this is deadly stuff, I don't want you to be in deadly stuff. Do you want to be in deadly stuff? I want you to be in living stuff. Casey, I don't want Jackson to be around dead stuff. Do you? I want him to look at his mom and daddy and go, man, them dudes have got a signal coming out of them that I can't argue with. You know how my mama handled me? She's about 5'1", sweet lady, holy woman. She prayed the rattiness out of me. Women, don't you? You are more powerful than anybody that walks on the face of the earth. The woman that prays. You can be a big old renegade. Your mama or grandmama come up to you and go, I'm praying for you. You will weep in your car by yourself. Because you know it's coming after you. The Spirit will override the sinful nature of this world. Look at here. The acts are obvious. I'm not going to stay on today. I'm just going to point them out. Sexual immorality, impurity, debauchery, adultery, witchcraft, hatred, discourse. By the way, I just want y'all to know something. Jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions, envy. I just want to point this out to you good church going folk. It's right next to drunkenness. Now, I don't know about you. I've heard 14,000 sermons on drunkenness. Hello? I mean, when I was coming through, they'd say, if you drink a beer, you're going to hell. And after some of those sermons, I said, man, I need a beer. That's all they preached about when I was growing up. The first time I read through the Bible, I was so surprised that Jesus never talked about having a beer. Because that's all our preachers talked about. Them young people listening to rock and roll. Drinking beer. That long hair. I'm sitting there the whole time. Jesus, He got long hair. He's wearing sandals and He made wine. Who are they following? But hold on, listen, I'm not going to get on this preaching. You know what they were doing? They were preaching a cultural gospel. In other words, there's a lot of my colleagues, they believe if we went back to Leave It to Beaver, everything would be all right. But you know what? People were sneaking around in the 50s. True or false? I mean, I hear people that, hey, Donna Reed? I mean, she mowed her yard in her high heels. Come on, y'all know something's going on somewhere. Somewhere, something happened. But see, we tried to create, I don't know what's more dangerous, to create a myth or just show debauchery everywhere. I'd say let's just tell the truth. We have a sinful nature, but God has a spiritual nature that overrides our sinful nature. And this is what clearly ought to be coming out of His followers. Now, here's your 209 challenge. Let it be clear. Let the signal be clear. How many of y'all glad to know you've been saved? You're going to heaven. Now head that way, amen? And live like you're headed that way. Because here's the life in the Spirit. It's at full strength. Look what He said. I just wanted to point that out. I hear all this stuff about drunkenness. You know how many sermons I've heard on envy? None. Because then preachers would have to totally confess. See what I'm saying? I don't know any preachers that drink in public. Y'all hear how I said that? Because watch this. Even when you hide sin, it kills. That's its favorite place. So when you get rid of that stuff, and God takes it out of our lives. Guess what? You don't need to be envying anybody. You got a great life. Why are you looking at your neighbor's life wanting to have that one? You don't need another life than the one you got. Amen? Look at your neighbor and just tell them, my life's cool. Tell them that. My life's cool. Come on, tell them. Talk among yourselves. Be a little Pentecostal today. Huh? My life's cool. Cox, my life's cool. I don't want to be a dentist, but I'm glad you're a dentist. Because you're smart. If I was a dentist, I'd pull everybody's teeth. There's some money in that, isn't there? Son, I'd be jerking them out left and right. You know, if I could fill them and only get $50 and pull them and get $250, there wouldn't be a tooth in this congregation. See what I'm saying? That's why God made you a dentist. How many of y'all glad to know that God made you what you're supposed to be? Now, here's the 09 challenge. Go be clearly about what God has made you to be. And here's some things every one of us got in us. Now, here's the deal. Here's the objective. You ready, JT? The objective is to allow this signal to come together every Sunday, every Wednesday night, when we hang out, when we gather, in such a way that people can clearly see these things. These are obvious, too. Now, let's look at the fruit of the Spirit. This is what we're supposed to be living in the new year. And the old year, and the years to come. Here it is. You ready? But the fruit of the Spirit is this: love. How many of y'all realize we are full of love? You ought to walk in here and go, ooh, it might get on me. No, there's a radiant spirit of love. Guess what? Christian marriages ought to look better than any other marriage. How many of y'all going to work on your marriage this year? Three people. Crabtree, you didn't have your hand up. You get your hand up, you're our director of missions. You're supposed to have the hottest marriage of all the pastors. You're supposed to be like a bishop. No, how many of y'all going to have a hot marriage this year? Man, I got to do some marriage work in this congregation. Listen, your marriage ought to be great. You live in a spirit-filled life. You ought to tell your wife, husband, you ought to tell your wife, you married a believer in Jesus Christ, honey. Boom. There's no telling what might happen to us because these things are in us. Come on, we got to start living this life, folks. I'm going to encourage you. I'm going to gently tell you about it. I'm probably going to shout a little bit. I'm probably going to yell some. I'm going to jump up and down. I want us to live the life that God has already signaled into us at 100% strength. Now, dream with me a minute. What if we actually just became these things? Look, love. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy. This ought to be a place of joy. How many of y'all glad to come to church on Sunday morning? Man, I just want y'all to know I'm glad to pastor a church that I feel like coming to. Y'all know how hard it is to preach to a church you don't want to be in? Believe me, I've lived that. I've lived that on Sunday morning where I went like this, oh, dear God, it's not Sunday again, surely. You know how sad that is? Well, listen, if that's the attitude of the pastor, imagine what the congregation is like. I mean, I've been in congregations where I'd be walking down the hall and I'd go, oh, I hope I don't have to talk to them. I'm telling the truth. Any of y'all ever been like that? Yeah, other than the pastors that are here. Anybody been like that? I mean, I remember I used to go to deacon's meeting and I'd go, oh, not again. But you know what I do at Hillview? Watch this, crazy. I'm insane. I go, we get to have elders meeting. We get to have a finance meeting. We get together and talk about what God's going to do in youth ministry or preschool ministry. God's doing something among us because there is love. There's joy. How many of you? It's okay to enjoy this life. Being depressed is not a sign of intelligence. It's like that's vogue now. Rescue dogs and depression. You know, I heard a report that Obama's not going to get a rescue dog. And I said, well, thank God he's got enough to rescue without a dog. You know. Of course, I'm sure we'd spend, you know, he got some abused, messed up, mentally, you know, deranged dog and healed it in 6 weeks. Like there's value in that. What about God totally reconstructing every one of us? Clearly. Why aren't we jumping up for joy in that? I'm going to encourage you to, man. It's time to live this life so clearly that people will know only Jesus can cause it. Let me run that one by you again. It is time to live this life so clearly that only Jesus could be blamed for causing it. What do you think had happened to the baptisms then? They go up. Let me ask you a question, church. I asked the 8 o'clock services. Did we fulfill our baptismal goal for year 08? Anybody remember? We did, Lenny. Yes, that is true. We fulfilled our sub-goal. Did we fulfill the ultimate spiritual goal? What do you think, Scott? You're on the BAM team. Huh? Nope. What was the 08 challenge? Somebody remembered what? Every follower of Jesus invites somebody to heaven in 08. Now, don't raise your hand. How many of y'all forgot to invite somebody to come with you? And I don't think I'm being too stressful here. I'm talking 365 days to invite one person. Do y'all think that's overwhelming? 365 days. That's 12 months. It's 52 weekends. It's a lot of minutes on your cell phone. One. Now, what if everyone had taken that literally, but you all been to church so long, and some of you been around church, you all just thought that was a preacher slogan, and I forgive you because we have all these slogans, and you all don't think, I'm serious! You go, Pastor Ayers, that would be like 6,000 baptisms in 1 year. Yeah. And it would be like 36,000 the next year. And then before too long, Bowling Green would be wiped out and we would have to go to Nashville. See, I want the church to become like this radiant, contagious spirit where people go, wait a minute, I want what you got going on. And it would if we just let these things out. Love, joy, peace. I guess, well, we got to have some practices with it. Be patient. All right, I want you all to be patient. Quit panicking. Lord have mercy, you don't have the spirit of panic. You're going to live forever. What are you in a hurry about? Now seriously, what are you in a hurry about? Some of you would slow down. You could quit taking your blood pressure pills. But you're hyped up all the time. Just, You know why you got to get it done right then? Because you think you're in control. Hold on. God's in control. Be patient. Am I a patient person? No. But I'm getting better. I'm a lot more patient than I was 18 years ago when I started with y'all. True or false? 18 years ago. I did not say I was going to win a patience award. But see, things ought to get better in our lives. Make sense? Marriages. Listen, especially you young, beautiful marriages. Hang in there and don't get a divorce. If you'll just stay with the person, y'all will get old and like each other one day. Just stay there. Because guess what? You're going to look alike one day. And you've gone through this life, and guess what you'll find out? If you stay there, it'll end up being a blessing. If I quit being married every time I didn't like my wife, I'd be divorced 500 times. And she'd be divorced 1,500 times. If you're married, you're not supposed to like each other all the time. And if you ever meet a couple that says we like each other all the time, you're talking to two liars right there. It's not the way humanity works! But guess what oozes out of even moments we don't like each other? The love of God, the patience of God, the truth. Look what it says. I got to finish up. Look at here. Y'all let this happen to you, will you? Let it come out of you. Change the world forever. Kindness. Goodness. Faithfulness. Gentleness. Self-control. Against such things, there is no law. Let me help you. That means this, if we really allow the Spirit to be released out of us, that means we're more loving, more joyful, more patient, more peaceful, gentle, kind, self-controlled. Can you imagine a whole church doing this? We start living like this, and that signal strengthens. You know what it says? Against such things as this, there is no what? Law. Sheriff, you can't arrest me for being patient. Have you ever arrested anybody for being patient? Hey, look, we got serious legal man right here with us. Have you ever arrested anybody for being loving, Sheriff? What about joyful? Patience? What about kindness? You ever somebody said, man, I'm taking you to jail, you're too kind. You ever had anybody, Sheriff, where you said, I'll tell you what, you have too much self-control, we're putting you up for 10 years. And here's what's so cool. If we will live in the Spirit, You don't have to put down a bunch of rules on paper, because the relationship of Jesus Christ will guide us to life better than we can guide ourselves. Amen. All right, you got some decisions to make. Obviously today, with this many beautiful people under the house during the holiday weekend, there's some people here that don't know Jesus Christ. Don't let that panic you. God wants to know you. Jesus wants to know you. On the third day, he arose from the grave. Signal strength 100. And the Romans couldn't weaken the signal. And the atheists can't weaken the signal. And governments can't weaken the signal. Satan can't weaken the signal. Nobody can weaken the signal. It says, you and I will never be separated from the love of who? God. Angels. Dark angels, Darth Vader, nobody can separate you from the love of God. So today, if you don't have a relationship with Jesus Christ, here's the signal. It's time to repent. Guess what that means? Lord Jesus, I know I have not lived like you wanted me to live. Here's some of the things I've done that you said don't do, and I've done them. And Lord, I want to ask you to forgive me. I ask you to come into my life and forgive me of my sin. Guess what God's going to do? Take a guess. Come on, somebody take a guess. Richard, what's he going to do? And you're an intelligent engineer, and what's he going to do? See, I just want you to know, Richard's really smart, and he follows Jesus. Guess what game they're playing now in the American culture? I've seen this one before. Well, you're just not really intelligent if you follow Jesus Christ. So here's what you can do. You can be sophisticatedly in hell, or you can be kind of common and live in heaven. Which one you want? So, Pastor Ayers, I'm going to use my brain to figure out eternity. Right there tells me that you're not an intelligent individual. You say, well, I have a 29 ACT. You know what that means? You take tests well. You may not be able to walk across the street without help. That's all it means. You will never think your way to heaven. You will never ritually perform enough rituals to get to heaven. You cannot go to church long enough to get to heaven. There's one way to heaven. Lord Jesus, you are the Savior of all humanity. I believe you died on a cross. You've risen from the grave. And I know I'm a sinner and you're a merciful God. Jesus, forgive me. Joe, when you asked Jesus to do that, did he go, nah, you're from Muhlenberg County. I don't even go there. He didn't say that, did he? Joe, we could bring testimony that God will go to Muhlenberg County, where few men have ever gone. God will still go there. He'll go to Edmondson County and Plano and Richardsville and Nashville and Burma and Brazil and Russia. He'll even go to Siberia. He created it all. So you know what? This is a great way to start off the new year. Man, what a tremendous way to start off a new year. How would you like to go into the new year? You step into 209 going, wait a minute, I'm saved. All my sins are forgiven. I'm connected to 100% signal strength that can never be disconnected by the blood and the grace of Jesus Christ forever and ever. That's a way to start a new year. If you haven't been baptized, guess what it's time to do? Harvey, did that baptism hurt you?
No, sir.
Your hair was like it before you were baptized, wasn't it? Watch this, but Harvey, watch, I'm going to share Harvey's story. You know, Harvey got baptized, came to Christ a little bit later in life, but you know what? He went to the doctor, had a medical situation, and we went in with great hope and no fear, Harvey.
Yes, sir.
You had no fear whatsoever, and the doctor was saying bad words like cancer. You know what Harvey said? All right. I said, Harvey, let me tell you what, here's the greatest news of that baptism that happened to you. Guess what, Harvey? Here's what I'm able to say to you in this hospital room. Live or die, you win. How many of y'all got that power in your life? The doctor gives me bad news in 09, guess what I'm saying? I'm not going to preach to y'all as long as I thought I was. But whether live or die, praise be to God. Now, when you get there, you're living. When you get there, you're living. When you realize if you die, you live, you're living. And you say, well, will we get crazy like you, Pastor? Yes. Because guess what? You'll live in freedom. And now it's no longer about what the news says. Now it's changed to what is the news? The news is Jesus Christ has saved humanity. Live in it. Amen? Has this helped at all?
Yes.
Come on, give me a head nod or not. I got Bob. Bob's got a head nod. He actually listens to sermons. He calls me and says, what was this? And I can fill in the blank, can't I, Bob? Contrary to popular belief. Right? Did y'all get this? Now let me ask you a question. You going to go live it?
Yes.
Somebody's going to get saved today. Are y'all all right with that? Somebody might come to be baptized today. Y'all okay with that? Holy Spirit might get on you. Are you okay with that? Huh? Well, let's stand together and celebrate this altar. I want to ask you to do one thing. Bob, we're working on being a grateful people. Is that okay?
Absolutely.
Grateful people. How many of y'all got something you can thank God for in 208? How many of y'all got something you can thank God for in 208? Something. Now listen, church, we got to hold on. We got to ride this thing together. Now, it's tough. It's a little bit tougher here at Hillview. As the years have unfolded, I've had to say see you later to a lot more people in this congregation this year than previous years. And just over time, that's going to pick up a whole lot here. But I want you to thank God for what He's doing. Pastor Jeff, don't you thank God for what He's doing in this congregation? I want to thank you all for something right now. As of right now, standing on this altar, 195 beautifully made human beings have confessed their faith in baptism since God's stock in this congregation. I want to thank you for that. And I give thanks for that. You know why? That's important to me. That's important to me. And all you Christians that say that's not important, you ought to read your Bible one time. You know what Jesus' last words were? Go have a Bible study. Not. Go have a fellowship. Not. Keith didn't even say go have a praise and worship ceremony. You know what he said? Go ye therefore and tell them what I've done to you. And baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. This is paraphrase. This is Ayers' version. And by the way, I'll be with you till it's done. Those are the last words of Jesus before He descends into heaven. And I figure first words and last words are real important. So you know what? I want you to come and pray and say, God, I'm not going... This prayer is just absolutely hokey. These people that go, just show me somebody to witness to. Lord, have mercy. You live in a world that's over 70% lost. Like, go to Walmart. There's like 100 candidates standing in front of you. Maybe this needs the prayer. Dear God, I'm a spiritual sissy. And I want to confess that to you because I won't speak up because I'm more fearful of people liking me than I am flowing in you loving me. Well, we don't like prayers like that, do we? So, dear God, forgive me for not standing up after you like were crucified for me and help me share what you would do in a human life. And then the Spirit's got to take it from there. Amen? So God loves you all. Come on, let's give thanks today at this altar. If you need, you know God wants to save you today. You already know that's, you know it's on. It's your time. God is drawing you. You come and be saved today. If you need to be baptized and you need to get that done before the end of the year, we're going to get that done before the end of the year. Amen? And so let's just pray right now. Lord, you know who needs to come to Christ. You know who you're drawing right now. God, you're bringing somebody today, and you're bringing some others today. If I'm talking to you right now, just ask the Lord, Lord Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. I know I've not done everything you've asked me to do. And right now, today, Jesus, I know that you died on a cross. I believe that you've risen from the grave. I ask you to forgive me of all my sin. I repent, God. I'm sorry. Come into my life right now. He's changing you. Right now, 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 He's changing you. And we want you to come forward if that's happening to you. Maybe you need to be baptized. You know you've been saved and you've just been putting off baptism. Well, guess what? It's time to be baptized in the name of Jesus. And I'm going to ask you to come give thanks today. We need a church full of thanks. God said He inhabits the praises of His people. Part of praise is thanks. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. We're still here. We got a pretty good chance of going into the new year. We got a shot at it. And so let's go in with the full power of God. Amen. Y'all are so beautiful. But we got a God that's a lot better looking than us. So let's come and bow before Him and say, thank you, God, for all that you do. We will become your glory in the name of Jesus. Come on, let's give thanks. Let's let Him go ahead and take that sin away. Let's be saved. Let's be baptized. But come on, in the name of Jesus. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Pray that those attributes of the Holy Spirit will come out in y'all's lives, okay? And in our lives together, in the name of Jesus. Amen.